At the gate of the camp, SS officers were waiting for us. They counted us. Then we were directed to the assembly place. Orders were given us through loudspeakers. Form fives. Form groups of 100. 5 paces forward. I held onto my father's hand, the old familiar fear not to lose him. Right next to us, the high chimney of the crematory oven rose up. It no longer made any impression on us. It scarcely attracted our attention. An established inmate of Buchenwald told us that we should have a shower and then we could go into the blocks. The idea of having a hot bath fascinated me. My father was silent. He was breathing heavily beside me. "Father," I said, "only another moment more. Soon we can lie down in a bed. You can rest." He did not answer. I was so exhausted myself that his silence left me indifferent. My only wish was to take a bath as quickly as possible and lie down in a bed. But it was not easy to reach the showers. Hundreds of prisoners were crowding there. The guards were unable to keep any order. They struck out right and left with no apparent result. Others, without the strength to push or even to stand up, had sat down in the snow. My father wanted to do the same. He groaned, "I can't go on. This is the end. I'm going to die here." He dragged me toward a hillock of snow from which emerged human shapes and ragged pieces of blanket. "Leave me," he said to me. "I can't go on. Have mercy on me. I'll wait here until we can get into the baths. You can come and find me." I could have wept with rage. Having lived through so much, suffered so much, could I leave my father to die now? Now, when we could have a good hot bath and lie down? "Father," I screamed, "Father, get up from here, immediately. You're killing yourself." I seized him by the arm. He continued to groan. "Don't shout, son. Take pity on your old father. Leave me to rest here, just for a bit. I'm so tired, at the end of my strength." He had become like a child, weak, timid, vulnerable. "Father," I said, "you can't stay here." I showed him the corpses all around him. They too had wanted to rest here. "I can see them, son. I can see them all right. Let them sleep. It's so long since they closed their eyes. They are exhausted, exhausted." His voice was tender. I yelled against the wind, "They'll never wake again. Never. Don't you understand?" For a long time this argument went on. I felt that I was not arguing with him, but with death itself, with the death that he had already chosen. The sirens began to wail, an alert. The lights went out throughout the camp. The guards drove us toward the blocks. In a flash, there was no one left on the assembly place. We were only too glad not to have had to stay outside longer in the icy wind. We let ourselves sink down onto the planks. The beds were in several tiers. The cauldrons of soup at the entrance attracted no one. To sleep, that was all that mattered.